This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
So, well, we're going to go looking for a car, right? Okay. We're going to go up to the mountains.
For you.
Yeah, for
a
me.
A car for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is not going to, I don't know if you guys have teenagers or not, but it's not going to go well because, you know, they become the expert.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because I told him I wanted to Aston Martin and he literally just like, oh my God. Remember what he said? He said, it looks like you're going through a midlife crisis.
Yeah.
And he's like, you look like the old lady that tries too hard.
Yeah.
He's literally going to shame you.
Yeah. Yeah.
With everything you say.
No, I'm not allowed. Yeah. According to an 18-year-old, I can't get this car because I look like the old lady that tries too hard.
Well, you know, he does have a point.
No, he doesn't. He does. Get whatever
I
want.
If I pulled up, Jamie, and there you are in an Aston Martin, I'd have that same thought.
No, it's you like, wouldn't.
Oh, poor lady. Well, she's having an identity crisis.
See, so I feel the same way about your car that you have in the parking lot. I'm like, oh my God, you've gotten to that age where I'm not going to let it go. It's a classic.
I'll tell you, my deal is I don't like car payments. And I'll drive one. And I'm not a car guy. See, you're a car person.
I am. Yeah.
You either are or you're not. Carson's a car person. Me and Spadil, we're not car people.
Right.
No. And I never have been. I have never, ever purchased a new car.
Really?
Ever.
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah. I just
don't.
That's on
you. Yeah, I don't see a need for it for me, okay? Yeah. Mm-hmm. But other people are, and that's fine.
Right. I mean.
Each his own.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I have never, this is going to sound really cocky. I've never had a car payment, but my dad always told me, like, if you can't afford it, then you can't buy it. Yeah. Unfortunately, I do have a house payment because that I could not afford.
I got you. And again, it's just, some people just love the feel of a new car. Right. I get it. Yeah. I do get it. It's just not me.
Why I was bringing this up is because, you know, cars are so expensive now. So now I'm like, well, maybe I'll lease it. And then in my head, somebody's always on my shoulder, right?
Yeah.
But in my head, my dad's like, you're going to lease a car? What a waste of goddamn money.
So you still hear Bob, huh?
Yeah, I still hear him. Yeah. And I'm thinking, well, that's the only way I can afford it, right? Is like if I lease it. But, I mean, is it a waste of money? I've never leased a car either.
I don't know. I've never looked into it because I've never leased one.
Yeah,
I do think that I've seen where they have these structures of X amount of miles and all that.
Yeah. Yep.
And if I compute mine, because I drive 25 miles each way.
Right.
And if I compute mine, then it just doesn't work out for me. Now, if you're only traveling 3 or 4 miles to work and back, then probably it works out
maybe
for you.
So.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't want to have to worry about mileage overage.
It just depends because, like, we're in a lease right now with Bree's car. And it's 15,000 miles, which is on the higher end. Typically, they wanted to give us 12, and we talked them up to 15,000 miles a year for 4 years. And we just leased it because we've never owned an EV, so we didn't know how much the technology would change in that 4 years. And then, you know,
the resale
value on EVs isn't good.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's why we leased.
So anyway, we're going to go look for a car. So that's not already. See, I'm already in anxiety world because
right.
of this.
Right. And I'm with you, Jamie. I don't want to have a car where somebody tells me how much I can drive it.
I know, right?
That just doesn't even seem like it's my car.
I know.
You know, if you're going to tell me that I can only go 12,000 miles in 12 months, no, I don't think so.
Well,
I'll do it a different way.
How much is it if you go over per mile?
Oh, I don't know. We're not going to go over. We're keeping it under. Trust me, I've got it all calculated. We can drive 37.5 miles a day if we drive it every single day.
That's not even comfortable knowing, though.
I mean, it's just a matter of keeping track.
Well, add that with the fact he has to charge it and keep track of that. That whole car is anxiety to me.
And with the lease, I mean, the number one thing you say, Carson, with the lease is you say, okay, well, the resale value is not that good. We don't know what it's going to be.
Well, for EVs, especially.
On a lease, you have no resale value at all.
I know. That's why they did it. That's why they did it, because they're like, you don't know about the whole...
Because the technology of EV is just from like a couple years ago has changed so much. So you got to imagine if they keep evolving, it's just going to get crazier.
Car prices are just unbelievable.
A truck! A freaking truck!
Yeah.
Oh my God, like a Ford F-150 or 250 or 350.
I was looking at a Honda Civic and it was $700 a month for just a basic Honda Civic, dude. It's crazy. Yeah.
I pay way less than that, and my car is like all souped up.
Yeah, right. $700 for a Civic.
Wow.
Yeah.
But that's not even with your credit, so it's going to be $900.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah, so we're not going to go look for cars.
Yeah.
Never mind.
But no, you should get that Civic. That seems like a bargain.
Dude, I love the Civic Type R. I love those cars.
$700 a month? You can swing that.
Yeah,
come on, man.
Remember, I don't know. Can you still call them rice burners? I ask this every
time.
No.
No?
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I hate those little suckers because you guys think you're so badass because you have those stupid ass mufflers, right?
Well, they're fast cars. They're quick.
They sound fast.
Yeah, they do.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.